CBS News, I'm Ed Crane. 1 week after a hellish fire roared through the Branch Davidian cult compound near Waco, Texas, an independent team of arson investigators has backed the FBI's claim that cultists burned their own home down.
It is the opinion of the investigative team that this fire started in the interior of the building in at least two separate locations at approximately the same time.
Arson investigator Paul Gray says his team's preliminary report shows that cult members used a flammable liquid to accelerate the blaze. 86 people are thought to have perished in the inferno, including cult leader David Koresh. A second body recovered from the charred compound was identified today as that of 18-year-old Sherry Doyle. Cause of death, a gunshot wound to the hand and or smoke inhalation. In Houston today, 35-year-old Paul Fatta surrendered to Texas Rangers. Described as a close associate of David Koresh, he's been wanted on weapons charges since leaving the cult compound in late February. After Bosnia's Serbs rejected a UN peace plan today that would have carved up Bosnia-Herzegovina into 10 ethnic regions, President Clinton signed an executive order freezing all Yugoslav assets in this country, while hinting tougher sanctions and perhaps allied military action may be needed to end the Yugoslav civil war.
It is now, I think, clear that the United States and our allies need to move forward with a stronger policy in Bosnia. I want to do some serious consultations with the Congress and others, and I will be doing that in the next few days.
To hear Boris Yeltsin's people tell it, the Russian leader won a clear vote of confidence in the weekend's long-awaited referendum on his presidency and his reforms. Terry Phillips reports from Moscow.
According to the Interfax news agency, supporters of President Yeltsin have announced their own outcome from yesterday's referendum. A pro-Yeltsin committee said the Kremlin leader and his reforms program won Sunday's vote of confidence, but the mandate was not as large as independent pollsters had predicted. These unofficial results give Yeltsin 59% of the vote. The committee said a majority of voters also backed Yeltsin's social and economic reforms. Although there were not enough ballots cast to decide whether to hold preterm elections, preliminary results show voters overwhelmingly want a new legislature. Even Russia's state-run Itar TASS wire service has condemned lawmakers for being out of touch with the will of the people. Terry Phillips for CBS News, Moscow.
After two launch postponements, Space Shuttle Columbia, with a $500 million German science lab aboard, thundered spaceward this morning on a 9-day mission. There's already a minor problem aboard, the U.S.-German astronaut crew noting a refrigerator freezer used to preserve blood and urine samples for low-gravity experimentation is getting warmer. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 15.5 points to a closing average of 3398.37. The trading volume, 283,200,000 shares. This is CBS News.
WCCO News Talk, 830. It's 404. 61 degrees and windy. Rain is on the way. The extended forecast in a few minutes. The news is sponsored by Walzer Automotive. Two Minnesota companies that make hearing aids and four others were told by the government today to tone down their sales pitch. The Food and Drug Administration accused major hearing aid manufacturers of making exaggerated and misleading claims in advertising what their heavily promoted products can do. The FDA threatened further action, including seizure of the product from the marketplace, if the companies fail to modify their claims. The Minnesota companies warned are Starkey Laboratories Incorporated of Eden Prairie and its Secret Ear, and Dahlberg Incorporated of Golden Valley and its Miracle Ear Clarifier and Micro Elite. Irate parents have scheduled a neighborhood meeting tonight after gunfire erupted near a school playground in St. Paul. About 45 shots were fired in a parking lot near the J.J. Hill Montessori Elementary School at 10th and Selby last Thursday. Parent Terry McLaughlin is one of the meeting organizers. She thinks witnesses may find strength in numbers.
And I'm hoping that as a result of this meeting, they feel comfortable in doing that and that they can know that we as a large group, hopefully numbering hundreds, can support them in that, and that these creeps, these two groups of kids or adults, whatever they may be, can't stop masses. I mean, we will have to stop them.
The 7 o'clock meeting at Central High School will be with parents, the police chief, county attorney, and school superintendent. Victims of violent crime and their survivors gathered at the state capitol today to begin Victims' Rights Week in Minnesota. One of the speakers was Jim Cooksey, whose 14-year-old daughter Jamie was raped and murdered in Brooklyn Park in 1990. Mr. Cooksey says his family continues to have trouble coping with Jamie's murder, but has found help from a group called parents of murdered children.
There is a murder committed in the United States every 21 minutes. Every one of these murders have left many victims like myself with how to deal with life. Nobody can tell us how to deal with life.
Today's rally is aimed at establishing a statewide network of victims' services in Minnesota. The Minnesota Vikings are deep at the quarterback position following completion of the NFL draft today. The Vikings used their final choice to select Miami University's Heisman Award-winning quarterback Gino Toretta. As it stands now, the Vikings have five quarterbacks, Rich Gannon and Sean Salisbury, newly acquired Jim McMahon, second-year man Brad Johnson, and Toretta. WCCO News Talk, 830. It's 407. The traffic and weather are next.
At Walser Chrysler Plymouth, the new incentive program from Chrysler is in effect now. And Walser Chrysler Plymouth in Hopkins, the minivan store, wants you to come in and check out great deals and a huge selection of new Voyagers, Grand Voyagers, and the Chrysler Town & Country minivan. That's the vehicle you drive, Raj.
My kind of car. Hey, with the new Chrysler incentive program, $2,600 in factory cash back and option package savings. $2,600. Walser Chrysler Plymouth wants you to check out their great selection. They have over 75 new minivans from which to choose, and they are in a dealing mood. So if you're trading, they'll give you top dollar for your trade. So head to Walser Chrysler Plymouth today. Take advantage of $2,600 factory cash back and option package savings.
Big barbecue on Saturday, too, by the way. Don't wait any longer. Deals are hot, hot, hot. Selection fantastic at Walser Chrysler Plymouth.
Just talk to Jack Shimoda, any one of the fine people there. Walser Chrysler Plymouth Highway 169 Excelsior Boulevard in Hopkins. Best of all!
It's a Walser!
Chanhassen Dinner Theaters present one of the most captivating musical creations ever. One that has sung its way into the hearts of millions the world over. Delight in the Sound of Music, filled with the most memorable tunes in the abundant treasure chest of Rodgers and Hammerstein. Join the family Von Trapp on an inspirational journey of courage and love. Maria comes into the lives of the captain and his seven children, winning them over with patience and, of course, music. Chanhassen Dinner Theaters are alive with the Sound of Music.
Now in its final 9 weeks, call 934-1525 or outside the metro area 1-800-362-3515.
At 409, WCCO Traffic and Weather together.
And it sounds like we have got a part of a trailer or part of a pickup box in the lane now. Southbound 35E, just south of Cedar Avenue. If you're moving down through the Burnsville area, be aware of that. Again, it's 35E south of Cedar. We also had a stall reported on 35W northbound just as you come into the downtown Minneapolis area. State Patrol just going through the area, and they say whatever was there has cleared now. And an accident in the Capitol Interchange area of St. Paul. JP's there.
94 eastbound, the ramp to go north on 35E. It's a multi-car crash with some injuries. You're going to find a lot of activity taking place. The left lane is blocked partially. The right lane blocked as well. Traffic squeezing by to the right. You're going to find some backups in place. Stop and go levels northbound beginning before Kellogg Boulevard. East 94, stop and go as you make way past Dale. Also another problem for the Midway area. 94 eastbound past Snelling. A stalled truck blocking the right lane of traffic, and stop and go levels backed up to Fairview. That's the latest look at WCCO traffic.
And just ahead of the Cannon Mess is WCCO meteorologist Mike Lynch. We are looking at a chance, maybe, of a few sprinkles this evening. Heavier showers and thunder showers moving in late tonight, more like early tomorrow morning. Our WCCO five-day forecast does call for a few sprinkles possible this evening. Shouldn't get in the way of any of your plans, though. Showers and thunderstorms moving in towards morning. Heavier rains moving in. Overnight low about 46 degrees. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. Some occasional showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, but not an all-day rain. Our high should be right around 60 degrees. Southeast winds at 15 to 25 tomorrow. Clearing tomorrow night, down to 38. Mostly sunny on Wednesday with a high close to 60 degrees. Our extended outlook, mostly sunny Thursday and Friday. Chance of showers on Saturday. Highs in the upper 50s on Thursday. Low to mid-60s on Friday and Saturday. Right now on the WCCO Doppler radar, some scattered light showers and sprinkles in southwestern and south-central Minnesota. They're still well well to the west of the Twin Cities. Right now in the metro, southeast winds 15 to 24, humidity 32%, mostly sunny skies, 61 degrees. Again tonight, some thunderstorms moving in towards morning, low of 46, occasional thunderstorms tomorrow, and a high of 60.
It's 4:11. The Cannon Mess is next on WCCO. I'm Ray Christensen for news, weather, and friendly conversation. Depend on WCCO News Talk 830.
This isn't exactly the honeymoon I had in mind.
You mean just you and me cruising down the highway in our new Ford Probe?
I was hoping for the beach.
Who needs the beach when we have each other in this great new optional Ford audio system?
I wanted swaying palms.
Who needs swaying palms when we have true love in the new Ford audio system with optional CD radio?
Moonlight on the water.
Who needs the moon when we have the pure sounding Ford audio system and 141 watts of power?
And a chance to wear this new bikini.
Who needs to keep driving?
Ford audio systems, the sound of quality at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer.
What are you in for?
Auto theft. How about you?
Grand larceny. How about you, Moms?
I served the wrong stuffing.
No! You didn't make stovetop stuffing with those toasty breadcrumbs?
The celery and onions.
Oh, and the herbs and spices.
Yum. Like my dear old mommy made.
But I thought stuffing was stuffing.
What are you talking about?
We got a tough one here.
No kidding.
When it comes to stuffing, there's no substitute for stovetop.
Yeah, it's a Cannon Mess Part 2. On a mellow Monday, John Anglim, our engineer, the Little Cannons, Morgan Mundane, Ma Linger, and Backlash LaRue with us. Some traveling music to move you out of beautiful downtown Bloomington. You're hitting 35W, you're going north. This will move you over the Lafayette Bridge, take you out of the St. Paul Loop. It'll also take you down Shepherd Road and Plato Boulevard. Bishop Ireland Road also.
You'll never find
As long as you live
someone who loves you tender like I do. You'll never find no matter where you search.
No matter where you search,
someone who cares about you the way I do.
Yeah, it's Cannon Mess, Part 2 here at WCCO.
Ow, you stepped in my toe.
Sorry.
Okay, now how do you feel?
Low, so low I see into your toe.
Now visualize that image to say I'm sorry in Spanish.
Lo siento your toe?
Lo siento means I'm sorry.
Oh, that's easy. Lo siento.
You too can learn Spanish, French, German, or Japanese. So don't say lo siento, I don't understand. You can. It's easy and fun with National Dynamic Speed Tapes. Just call 1-800-545-1985. 1-800-545-1985.
I don't want you to get too close to the speaker of your radio, because I don't want you to catch what I have here. The alien has invaded my body. Started out as a nice constriction in my chest. Felt lousy for about 3 or 4 days, ran at slight fever like 99, and over this weekend it just blossomed out into this beautiful head cold and chest cold. So don't get too close to the radio. I find when I'm sick, I have these terrible dreams. I had one last night where I shot somebody who was trailing me. And then the cops were after me. It was incredible, and I wanted to dump the gun somewhere so they couldn't find it. Woke up in this cold sweat. It is, incidentally, what I have is a terrible strain of a virus all the way from Beijing, China. I went to my acupuncturist this morning, and he told me I have Wong's curse. So this is something I wouldn't wish upon my worst enemy, who I will not mention at this point in time. It is 4:15 on Cannon, and our temperature reading is 61.
The growth cycle of your neighbor's grass and 7.25% APR home equity loans. Now, perhaps you don't immediately see the connection. Let's say it's 7 a.m. on Saturday morning, and this is your neighbor out mowing his lawn like he does every weekend. And even if you put pillows over your head, you can't get back to sleep, and neither can your dog, who's just looking for an excuse. And let's say right now you can get a home equity loan at just 7.25% APR with no closing costs, and buy a cabin up north with no neighbors or lawnmowers. And you can even call right now on Saturday to start the application process. Well, then, The two things would seem to be not only related, but the best thing you've heard all day. Call the phone bank at NORWEST and ask about Norwest Bank's 7.25% APR home equity loan with no closing costs.
Certain restrictions apply. Offer good through April 30th, 1993. Norwest Bank, Minnesota, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, I get a lot of books that are sent to me, and some of them I read, some of them I don't. I just give them away. But the past week, I read a real good mystery that I want to suggest if you're into mysteries. It's by Julie Smith, and it's called Jazz Funeral. And it has to do with a lady cop named Skip Langdon in the city of New Orleans. And New Orleans is a great backdrop for this story. It just gripped me. I couldn't put it down. It's about 357 pages and really well written. Jazz Funeral, Julie Smith.
The music of the Caribbean. It's a melting pot of sweet, hot, succulent, and sumptuous. And if you want to know where the music comes from, try the food. It all starts with something basic like rice and red or black beans. Then add a dash of spice to your life with chilies or cilantro. Sweeten things up with pineapples, passion fruit, mangoes, and papaya. Then comes the main event, seafood creole. Shrimp curry, banana salsa, jerk chicken, swordfish, lobster. It's a Caribbean celebration of everything sweet and hot and delicious. And it's happening now at Lund's, during Lund's International.
They got it all at Lund's. Yum, yum, yum.
While you're at Lund's, look for the complimentary Caribbean recipe cards during Lund's International through May 10th.
This is the Canon Mess here. I just recommended a mystery, a very fine mystery by Julie Smith called Jazz Funeral. Now, I got a new book here that I can't wait to read, and it's called Cop to Car Girl, Call Girl. Cop to Call Girl, Why I Left the Los Angeles Police Department to Make an Honest Living as a Beverly Hills Prostitute. It's by Norma Jean Almodovar. About that. It's a long title. Cop to Call Girl. Why I Left the LAPD to Make an Honest Living as a Beverly Hills Prostitute. I'll tell you how that one is after I finish reading it. Even if it's worthwhile reading. Might be. You never know. Now we've got some signs that I want to tell you about. Kind of cute names. And here they are. I told you earlier about this coffee house in Berkeley, California, Brewed Awakening. There's another, I'm getting these from Steve Jameson, who got them from Herb Cain. Jameson is formerly Steve Edstrom, used to work here, remember? He's out of Winona. Another one, another coffee house in Martinez, California, is called Legal Grounds. I like that. And in the state of Maine, there is a art museum there called, well, actually, it's not an art museum. It is a place to park your cat when you're on a trip, and they call it the Cat's Pajamas. And then in Los Angeles, there's a used record store called the Vinyl Resting Place and a chimney inspection firm in Cincinnati called Inspector Clouseau. Now, you have to know Peter Sellers as Inspector Clouseau in the movies, The Pink Panther. His name was Clouseau, Inspector Clouseau, one of the great characters in motion pictures, this bumbling French policeman. Peter Sellers was a genius, died young of a heart attack. Inspector Fluzo, a chimney inspection firm in Cincinnati. And here's another one. And this one is across from the old Hamilton Air Force Base in California. It's a beauty salon. It's called Hair Force One. Then there's a laundromat. And this one is in New York. And it's called, the laundromat, As the Suds Turn.
Hi, this is Ruth Kozlak. Tune in to Fairview HealthWise, and Dr. Donald Butzier gives tips on bike safety for children. Number one on his list, wear bike helmets.
Okay, it's now 21 past 4. That was Ruthie Kozlak. She seems to get better every day she's on the air, doesn't she? I mean, more skilled and friendlier and has a great show. And so do you want to pick up on that tomorrow from 10 in the morning until noon, and she takes an hour off, and then she's back on the air from 1 to 3. So what else have we got here Monday?
Well, we got not a heck of a lot going for us this afternoon, except to say that that Twins game tonight, you were incorrect.
That's right. It's an hour earlier, isn't it?
Yeah, it must be a game on TV, on cable or something, because pregame show is at 5:35 with John Gordon Liddy, then the play-by-play at 6:05 with Herb Carneal.
Okay. The Vikings picked Gino Toretta, a quarterback from the University of Miami, had a heck of a record there. Won 26 out of 28 games. But the knock on him was that he didn't have a very strong arm and he didn't make good decisions as a quarterback. So he went late in the draft after a bunch of other quarterbacks were selected. But Toretta is not bashful to talk about himself. He feels that he's every bit as good as Meyer, who is the second quarterback taken by Seattle, and Bledsoe, who was the first quarterback taken by the Patriots. Toretta says, I can play with those guys. So he will join the other Viking quarterbacks. They don't have a starting quarterback. They're all backup quarterbacks. And now they have a rookie quarterback to join them. And that's Gino Toretta, taken by the Vikings this afternoon. And Hugh Millen was traded by the Patriots to Dallas this afternoon. Dallas lost their backup quarterback, their best one, Steve Buerlein, who signed with Phoenix. Is that it, Morgan?
Yeah.
All right, it is 23 past 4 on Cannon, and our temperature reading is 61 degrees. Let's bring in traffic and weather together right now. The traffic is sponsored by Welter Heating and Air Conditioning, and here is Dean Spratt.
Still getting listener calls asking about the Bloomington Ferry Bridge. It is indeed still closed, and in fact, water's still up on the road in a couple of spots. No word yet on when that will open, 169, 101, 35W, your alternates there. And the Bloomington Ferry Bridge remains closed until further notice. Still a good deal of heavy traffic south on 35W, and for that matter, north on 35W, either direction, as you leave downtown Minneapolis. Some good news for St. Paul. Jerry Peterson's in the air.
94 eastbound, the ramp to 35E north, an accident with injuries at the left lane, and for the most part, the right lane blocked as well. It is all cleared out, but some stop-go levels of traffic remain in place before Kellogg Boulevard, east 94, rather. You're still going to find that stop-go as you move just past Dale. That's why I'm still looking at WCCO traffic.
On Cannon.
Air condition your shelter with Ray and Welter. Now is the time to service your central air unit to be sure it's clean, efficient, and ready for summer. If you don't have central air, or if you want a high-efficiency unit, now is the preseason time to buy a Train 12 SEER unit. It's hard to stop a train. Service or purchase your air conditioner now at Ray N. Welter Heating Company, 825-6867. That's 825-6867.
Now in Cannon here at WCCO, we step into the CCO weather room. Mike Lunch is with us. He's sponsored by County Market.
Yes.
And what is the temp, Mike?
It is 61 degrees. Bad news for Ma Linger.
What, Ma?
Ma, oh, what is it, honey?
Oh, it's bad. Less than 10 hours of nighttime now.
Oh, for goodness sakes, that's going to cut into my love life.
Nothing ever stops you, though.
That's for sure.
61 degrees right now. We have partly cloudy skies out there. There are a few showers west and southwest of the Twin Cities from Wilmer to the Mankato area. They're mainly just sprinkles. Some of those could be in the Twin Cities tonight. Overall, though, we'll just see a gradual increase in the cloud cover here in the Twin Cities and vicinity. There's a chance maybe of some heavier showers or thunderstorms towards morning. Overnight low about 46 degrees. Lows in the 40s across most of the state tonight. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, some sunshine, but also a chance of some occasional showers and thunderstorms. High tomorrow about 60. It clears out tomorrow night down to 38. Sunshine on Wednesday with a high close to 60. For the rest of the week, mostly sunny. Thursday and Friday, chance of showers Saturday. Highs around 60. Right now, Preston, partly sunny, 56. Milwaukee, sunny and only 39 right now. And sunny, 74 degrees with a population of 50 in Red Shirt, South Dakota. Twin Cities now, humidity 32%, sunshine sunshine and 61 degrees.
This is the Cannon Mess at WCCO.
When you go grocery shopping, you buy a can of this, a box of that, a jar of this, and a package of that. But when all the county markets get together at a grocery shop, it's a different story. We buy thousands of this, and thousands of that. And that gives us buying power, so we pay much less for a can of this, and a package of that, and we pass the savings on to you. When you see how hot a county market power buy is, you're going to want us to go right on shopping for you. Look for the power buys. Now at County Market.
Strawberry lovers, this week at County Market, a pound of farm-fresh California strawberries are absolutely free with a coupon in this week's in-store County Market Shopper's Guide. And four-count packages of Countess dessert shells are two packages for only 99 cents.
We were at, this is Cannon, Morgan Mundane and I went up to Hurley's Hanging Gardens up northeast for lunch today with the genial proprietor, and that is Marcus Groot. It's a key club. You don't need a key to get in, you need one to get out. And they got a new sign up, right, Morg?
Yeah, it says, great food, lousy seating.
So we took a lousy seat, and I ordered black coffee, and the waitress says, Cannon, all our coffee is black. We don't have any yellow coffee.
Fastball swung on, line to right for a base hit. Munoz scores, Rebele will score, and the Twins lead 3-1.
Twins baseball coming your way early tonight as the Twins take on the Milwaukee Brewers at County Stadium. Hi, everybody. John Gordon along with Herb Carneal. Join us for Twins baseball, 5:35 with a pregame. First pitch at 6:05, Kevin Tapany against Ricky Bonas from County Stadium, Milwaukee, right here on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio.
So the Twins, 45 runs against those pitchers of theirs in three games, Morg.
It was an outlandish debacle against Detroit. It's the same club, same hitters that Minnesota beat 11 out of 13 times last season. They got no relief pitching. None. No middle relief. It's terrible. I mean, you know, they called Kelly a genius. And La Russa out at Oakland a genius. But neither of these geniuses can do anything about their clubs without the talent. I mean, Oakland's on the bottom of the league, 5-10, and Minnesota has had their worst home series in their history since 1961 for a three-game series. So these two geniuses, Kelly and La Russa, ain't geniuses when they ain't got the talent.
Rediscover your heritage at Minnesota's largest multi-ethnic event, the Festival of Nations, April 30th and May 1st and 2nd at the St. Paul Civic Center. Delicious food from all around the world, craft demonstrations, and the International Bazaar. Watch talented dancers and musicians perform for your enjoyment. The Festival of Nations features 90 different ethnic groups all under one roof at the St. Paul Civic Center. Again, it will be April 30th and May 1st and 2nd. Tickets are available at Firely's or at the door.
Ray Christensen is straight ahead with the news from our WCCO News Bureau. 61 degrees, it's 4:29 on Cannon at WCCO. We're here for the bakers of Country Hearth Bread. Would you like to take some simple steps to treat your body better? Steps that could lead to an increase in dietary fiber and still allow for great taste? Then step into the baker's aisle of your favorite grocery store and step up to Country Hearth's Honey, Nut, and Oat Bread. Country Hearth's Honey, Nut, and Oat contains oatmeal, oat bran, and oat fiber, all without cholesterol, for a deliciously textured bread that you'll enjoy anytime. It's wonderful for sandwiches, toast with jam, whatever your heart desires. Country Hearth's Honey, Nut, and Oat Bread. Remember, great taste and texture, high in fiber, no cholesterol. In Wisconsin, ask for Honey, Nut, and Oat Bread from Village Hearth. Specially priced this week at your favorite grocery store. Please tell them that Cannon said it was on sale.
WCCO Radio News, I'm Ray Christensen. It's 4:30, 61 degrees, rain tomorrow. The five-day forecast coming up. The news is sponsored by Polar Chevrolet. Bloomington police are investigating a reported rape of a 16-year-old girl yesterday at the Mall of America. Bloomington Police Chief Bob Lutz explains.
Well, a 16-year-old girl went to the mall with her father and a girlfriend. While they were there, they went off in different directions. The young girl met two young men, felt comfortable in their company, toured the mall a little bit with them. One of those then left, and the man that she remained with and her went to several locations in the mall and ultimately wound up in a non-public area, lower hallway. And apparently at that point she was raped.
Ludd says the girl rejoined her father and left the mall without telling anyone what happened. She told her mother what happened several hours later, and the police were called. Chief Lutz says police are looking for a 23-year-old black male in connection with the alleged rape. The Native American community is conducting its own investigation into alleged abuse by Minneapolis police officers. WCCO Radio's Telly Mamayak reports.
Activists are upset that police transported two intoxicated Native Americans to the county's detox unit on April 17th in the trunk of a squad car. The men, one of them, 43-year-old Charles Lone Eagle, says the trunk was closed.
I might be a drunk on the street, but I ain't no animal to be put in a trunk, you know.
The two officers, who've been suspended with pay pending an internal police investigation, say they put a blanket in the trunk and left the lid open for the 2.5-block ride to the center. The FBI began a civil rights investigation last Thursday. Supervisory Special Agent David Sid says it will take several weeks.
Our intention is to conduct a thorough investigation to present the most balanced view that we can of what happened to the Department of Justice in Washington. And in that regard, we would do things like interview of the victims and witnesses, examine police reports if there are any, and that sort of thing.
Agent Sid expects a decision from the Justice Department sometime this summer. Telly Mamayak, WCCO Radio News.
The process of filling five seats on the University of Minnesota Board of Regents begins tonight when the Senate and House Education Committees meet to interview candidates. Lobbying for the regent seat, sometimes called the most important volunteer job in the state, has been heavy. Regent candidates have been visiting legislators in their offices and standing outside hearing rooms to pass out resumes. The final choice of the new regents comes at noon Wednesday in a joint session of the House and Senate.